Mark Wood is the lead singer of the group Lakeside. Hey, come on, come on, take a ride.
There's a party with it, ain't no job.
Uh-huh. Mark Wood, I'm in Dayton, but where are you?
I am in way too early in the morning out in California, out in Southern California, the Inland Empire. But you are in the right place, the land of funk, and Dayton, Ohio is still my home, still a fabulous place to be. I still consider it my home in my heart.
Now, you are originally from here in Dayton.
Yes, Westwood. I grew up in a very unique situation with the Ohio Players, practicing right across the street, four houses down. Sun, mm-hmm. The group that became Sun, was right across the street. And just my neighborhood, I thought it was like that everywhere. Williams and Thomas Shelby, that was in the group, one of the best songwriters from Solar Records, Will Shelby, who actually is doing my new single with me. We are moving straight ahead, though.
Now, all of these are bands, mm-hmm. and singing groups. So these are large. There's a whole lot of people in one little neighborhood. How many blocks in this neighborhood comprised all of these funk?
Well,
musicians?
You know, it really went the whole west side and up Dayton, Ohio, and all the way out to Middletown, where, you know, so it was all over. And basically, we thought it was like that everywhere. I think the advantage was having houses and garages where there were a lot of bands.
Practice, right.
Yeah.
But why Dayton, Ohio? What was it that drew these people with tremendous talent?
I think it had a lot to do with that 75 route to Detroit and back down to the South. And it's just a place along the way where there were good jobs. Still one of the best places in America to live. I have to pump it up for everybody. Still one of the best places to live as far as how to get to within a radius. All over the United States, you can get there from Dayton, Ohio.
Who was the band that gave you guys trouble that y'all kept your eye on? Like a battle of the band. What band was that?
You know, it's surprising. We had so much band-type competition in Dayton, including Steve Arrington, the Looters then, that they became Slave. And it was just a lot of that. What our main problem was when we got outside of the area, Chuck Brown, the Soul Searchers, that go-go music, we thought we had a hit record. We know we had a hit record, and it's all the way live. But going to Washington again soon in a couple of weeks. But when we went to Washington, D.C. the first time, and I heard that Chuck Brown busting loose, I said, well, back to the drawing board. We have to come up with a fantastic boy.
What's the population of Dayton, especially back then?
Oh, it's always been, I don't know exact numbers, but you have NCR, you had so many General Motors type jobs, and so the kids had amps, the kids had drums, the kids had microphones to sort of work with that the parents would make happen, and we had these great talent shows and show wagon that used to be at the parks. I know a lot of people out there in Dayton remember the show wagons. Those were some of the great times, and it kept people out of trouble, even though they were at the public parks and recreation.
And how much Jerry Curl was sold? How much Jerry Curl juice was sold in Dayton, Ohio?
Because every group
that came out of Dayton
had a
really greasy.
I don't think they would let you have a group if you didn't have a Jerry Curl.
Man.
That's right. Cochran, I believe it was created in Dayton. You know, a lot of great things were created in Dayton. And I heard a story that it was created by good Fred Oil. That first one that came out was Mr. Cochran. Everybody knows him, too, from Dayton. Knows about that family. You know?
That's another little-known black history fact.
Right. But speaking of that, we're very proud to be put into the new African American Cultural Museum in Washington, D.C. I went through actually for my wife, who was an original Soul Train dancer, and they were their outfits were being put in. I actually went and as I looked through funk, I saw our CD and you know, it was quite an honor to have that in the funk display.
What a legacy. Yeah. You are a part of the funk history of Dayton, and your wife was one of the original Soul Train dancers.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yes, what a great story that is.
I'll zero in on it anytime because that's the real story. It's amazing.
Lead awesome singer of the group Lakeside. His name is Mark Wood. We're in his hometown of Dayton, Ohio.
The land of funk.
The land of funk. We got a luncheon today. We got a HBCU event later on this afternoon. We're here meeting every listener.